Well, hello, friends. It's Tuesday, January 11th. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele. Unless I checked, anyway. That's what my right sock says. I lose a lot of left socks. Maybe I should think that out. We're going to get to some news first, but stay tuned for the end of the interview. And if you want to skip all the other stuff, just move forward to about 10 minutes or so. We are speaking with Bishop Unified School District Superintendent of Schools Katie Kolker about what Bishop schools are doing to keep kids in the classroom and to not have to shut down like poor Mammoth had to for the next 3 weeks. So it's a very interesting interview. You're going to want to check that out. Let's get to some news first. So the first thing, I haven't talked about this yet, but for about a week now, I've been getting a lot of mail from concerned citizens about a town hall meeting that has been called from the Calvary Baptist Church in the Sanctuary, I guess would be their name they have written on the flyer, which is over on Lyon Street, 1100 Lyon Street. I believe it's across the street from the DMV in Bishop. And it is for speakers Brad Dacus, I'm guessing I say that right, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI, followed by a question and answer. And listed on the flyer to speak is Inyo County District 4 Supervisor Jennifer Rozier and various speakers from the Free East Side. That will be the 15th, and then Brad Dacus speaking at the Bishop Creek Community Church Sunday, January 16th at 11 a.m. The 15th is 6 p.m., so that's this upcoming Saturday, 6 p.m., and then church, Bishop Creek Community Church the following day at 11 a.m., and that's 700 Hobson Street. Why this is a big deal is basically this. A lot of community members have wrote to the supervisors, and it was actually addressed at the supervisor meeting today, but here's why. This is an excerpt of what Southern Policy Law Center has to say about the group PJI. The Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI, is an anti-LGBT hate group founded in 1997 by Brad Dacus. PJI and Dacus have compared legalized gay marriage to Hitler and the Nazis' ascent in Germany, endorsed so-called reparative or sexual orientation conversion therapy, claimed marriage equality would lead to legal polygamy and incest, fought against protections for trans children, and fabricated a story of harassment by a trans student, and said that LGBT History Month promotes gay pornography to children. End quote. So, I've been looking into this a little myself, and if they will allow me, I will film it Saturday or Sunday, but chances are that's not going to happen, I think, because of the public outcry. I think there's too much heat on it now, and they wouldn't want me to be able to film something and post it. Like, look what happened when I filmed the mask debate. You remember that? There was so much. People don't like... They like saying something when they can't look at themselves seeing what they were saying. That's what I've learned through this. So it's easy to town hall on a podium and say, you know, the color blue sucks and you should never like the color blue because it reminds me of Satan. And then later when you watch the video and you see yourself saying the color blue reminds me of Satan, well, then it has to be somebody else's fault that you look crazy, not that you are spouting off nonsense. And that's kind of the joy of video. So I really doubt they're going to let me in. I'll try. If I can get in there, I will film the entire thing and I will post it on our YouTube page so you can watch it yourself. We'll see what happens. But a lot of letters were sent to the Inyo County supervisors today, and I'm getting the video sent to me, so I will try to post that so we can see the actual portion of the supervisors meeting where this was addressed. But apparently Supervisor Rozier has decided not to speak at the air quote town hall meeting about this subject. Now about the subject, I don't think their intention is to talk anti-LGBTQ and all that. I think what they're there to talk about is aggressive anti-masking authority and, you know, and pushing that agenda. So, you know, and to each his own, everybody believes what they believe on that, you know, and I'm far be it for me to say anything different. I think everybody has the right to say and think what they want to do and do what they can with their own lives. But yeah, there's a difference between saying I shouldn't wear a mask or gay people are the devil. So, you know, good. My personal opinion is good on Supervisor Rozier for not speaking at this. And maybe she didn't realize when she signed up that this was a hate group or somebody that at least had such a negative agenda towards people that she represents. So, good deal on that. And maybe I'm wrong. I'll keep looking into this. Maybe this is one-sided and the other side is that the Pacific Justice Institute is a freedom-fighting good thing. I don't know. I'll keep looking. I reserve my opinion until I've looked into this more. But I just wanted to let you know that as of now, Saturday, Jen Rozier will not be speaking at this from what I was informed from the meeting. And if I can get any video from the supervisors meeting or from this town hall meeting on Saturday, I will do that and post it so you can see that. It'll be at our YouTube page, Eastern Sierra Now, and I will link to it from easternsierranow.com. Another thing that happened at the supervisors meeting today that was a little unexpected, I think, is that Supervisor Rick Pucci decided not to seek re-election. So there will be an open spot for there. So we're going to need somebody to run for that. Second, Dan Tothero, another supervisor, was actually redistricted out of his district with the new redistricting lines being laid. His house no longer sits in the district that he was representing. So there will be two supervisor positions open for this election cycle. So that's pretty big news. When we get more on that, we will let you know. Little story here, but kind of interesting. Law enforcement made 149 arson arrests in California in 2021. The Cal Fire law enforcement made an astonishing 149 arson arrests. This is a substantial increase from years prior and highlights Cal Fire's commitment to preventing wildfires. Call the arson hotline at 800-468-4408 with any information about suspicious fires. And you can remain anonymous when you do that. It looks like 2020, there was 120 arsons. 2021 was 149. 2019, there was 70. 2018, there was 61. I mean, it took a massive upturn. And I think that's because people are bored and, you know, not being productive. So they get out and do stupid crap. If you're a fire bug, knock it off. And if you're not and you know one, give that number a call. 800-468-4408. I personally have a vendetta against these people because I can't stand smelling forest fires and the smoke that comes billowing in that we've had to deal with for the last couple of years. That didn't happen growing up here. You know, that's a newer thing. And no matter what you're going to say, that's true because I grew up here. You didn't have freaking post-apocalyptic days for weeks at a time because of that. And that's because stupid idiots are out there lighting things on fire and people aren't paying attention. So call that immediately. Thank you. What else do we got here? This is kind of a cool event. I like this. Join representatives from the Unified Command Emergency Operations Center, newly appointed Mono County Health Officer Dr. Karen Slack, Mammoth Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Wildman, and Dr. Craig Burrows, the Chief Medical Officer for Mammoth Hospital, this Thursday, January 13th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in a bilingual community conversation. This is important. It's important to get out to every member of the community. Some people don't speak English. That's just the way it is, you know, and some people that claim they speak English don't, like my cousin Randy. Topics for this week's community conversation include We're All in This Together, Health Officer Introduction, Case Statistics Update, MUSD Temporary In-Person Instruction Closure. That is the school closure that's going on right now. Mask up for MLK and COVID-19 testing update, as well as question and answer session. This is your opportunity to ask questions that matter to you, your family, and the business community. Join from a PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Android device anywhere across the entire county or community of Mammoth Lakes. This meeting is in English with a Spanish translation option. Watch the meeting live on the Mono County Health Department Facebook event page, which is linked at easternsierranow.com. And there is another link for more meeting details at easternsierranow.com. So go check that out if you're interested in this. It's, again, Thursday at 5:30 p.m., and it is bilingual. And last but not least, there's a little bit of sports update from the Bishop Broncos. So there was a basketball game tonight, but it is unfortunately canceled because Cal City, who was traveling to us to play, could not field a team. Do you call it fielding a team when it's a court? Could not court a team? That doesn't sound right. That sounds like you're intending to marry a basketball team. There's a point in my life when I might have married the Chicago Bulls. We won't get into that. So there is no basketball game tonight. Boys and girls soccer are playing at Cal City at 5 and 3. So they went there. They're playing tonight. Thursday, home soccer versus Boron has been canceled. So I'm assuming same reason. So there won't be a Thursday home soccer game. Ski and snowboard are still slated to have races Thursday and Friday. So if your kids are on that, that's still good to go. And Friday, coming up this Friday, basketball, Boron does not have a JV girls team, so that won't happen. But we are slated to host the JV boys at 3, the varsity girls at 4:30, and the varsity boys at 6. This all comes from Stacey Van Ness, the athletic director for Bishop Union High School. God, it's been a long day. I was working in my garden. I was turning over compost piles. I pulled a muscle in my leg, you know, right where your thigh meets your butt and it's like a weird spot and you can't walk. Pulled that muscle. So that's gonna be a good time. You know what I really could use right now? Coffee. Something warm. I could just chill. Brood Awakening would be amazing if they were open. Unfortunately, it's 4:30, so they're not. I'm gonna have to call them and complain. It's my fault. I know when they close. 1:30. So head on down to Brood Awakening tomorrow, and you'll see me in there, because they have amazing coffee. But that being said, there is more amazing treats in there. You know, there is pies, cupcakes, salads, sandwiches. They're making hot sandwiches now. I saw like a beef with gravy, open-faced, amazing thing that looked cool on their Instagram page. I mean, they're doing a lot down there, and that's a pretty great place. So, you know, if you're heading through Big Pine, or you just got extra 20 minutes to spare, bomb on down and get something from Brood Awakening in Big Pine. So we have a special interview today with Superintendent of Schools Katie Kolker, Superintendent of Bishop Schools Katie Kolker, discussing what Bishop is doing to maintain the, status quo of how do we keep kids in schools. With Mammoth shutting down for 3 weeks, it is imperative that everybody can understand why and how to prevent this from happening again in the future. So here is Superintendent Kolker's perspective on what's going on, as well as sympathies to Mammoth, of course, in this situation. But what is going on at Bishop School, and how are they maintaining? Okay, we are here with Bishop School Superintendent Katie Kolker. Katie, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I'm sure everybody could be better, right?
That's right.
But I think if we all take the norm is nobody's doing well, well, then we're all doing fantastic.
We're all languishing. Everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Katie, so what I wanted to know was at the beginning, starting this week, as of Monday, Mammoth School is closed for 3 weeks. You know, Mono is number one in, I believe, California as far as, you know, COVID, mm-hmm. right now and stuff, and it's pretty bad. And I don't disagree with them shutting down the school. It sounds like it was going pretty crazy, but I know there's a lot of people that do, and a lot of people that are wondering what's going on in the school. And I thought, since Bishop has managed to stay afloat right now and not going going down with the ship like everybody else, what is going on at Bishop School that you guys are able to ensure safety and help keep into a place where you won't have to shut down the school again?
Sure. Well, first off, I do feel for Mammoth. Inyo's been in that boat before, being highest in the state. It's not an accolade anyone wants. And I don't know their unique circumstances and what led them to get the public health order to shut down. So I can't obviously speak to their unique circumstances. I can say here in Bishop, our number one goal this whole year has just been to stay open for kids. And we're fortunate that the vast majority of our staff are in alignment with that goal. And so we just, quite frankly, just do whatever it takes. And it has not been easy. And I would say this return from winter break has been especially challenging because we're short-staffed in all capacities, teaching, custodial, support staff, administrative staff. Everyone's affected by this current variant. And we do have a ton of absences that we're dealing with and needing to fill to keep school operational. We're managing. I wouldn't say it's simple. And it's putting a strain on our staff for sure. But again, with that goal of this is what it takes to be there for our students, because we know that's what's best for them. That's kind of what keeps it going. And so we fill in as best we can. We get the substitutes one way or the other. People are filling in during their prep period. Admin and counseling staff are filling in into the classes as needed. Teachers are covering one another to the best of their abilities. And it's just that all hands on deck approach that's making this possible.
I think that's one thing that I really appreciate, having known you and worked with you for years, as well as at Bishop School. I think the idea is what's best for the kids, and I think that's the most important thing to always look at. So whether you believe in anti-masking or masking or vaccinations or whatever, you know, reptilians in the White House kind of thing people want to believe, you know, I think the important thing is you put it all aside, and it sounds like that's what your staff is doing, and covering each other when they need it to make sure these kids get to stay in school and get the education that they deserve.
Yep. That's why we're here. We haven't deviated from that mission, and that's what makes all of this doable, quite frankly, because if you didn't have that common purpose, I don't know that it would be doable.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, because that's why we're here.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I mean, it can't be easy, especially like look at the last time we spoke about this, and it was just the anti-mask meeting that happened at the school board, and everybody was just attacking. And so it would be really easy to say, okay, you know, screw you, buddy. Bye. You know, we're going to do whatever we want. But it's your job, and a teacher's job is to step up and say, it doesn't matter what people are saying. Our job is to take care of these kids. And that's what you're doing. And that's, you know, I commend you for that. Okay, we have more from Superintendent Kolker tomorrow on Eastern Sierra Now's podcast. And we will be talking about how our kids handling these mask mandates and the status of our country, as well as what are the numbers looking like on absences and what's up for Bishop in the future. So thank you for listening today, and please tune in tomorrow for the rest of that interview and more local news. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele, and you are not, and that's probably for the best.